This is the Make Money Blogging Podcast, episode 24, with digital nomad wannabe founder Sharon Goulet. In today's episode, I'm joined by DNW community member and student Keith Erskine. Now, Keith is a travel blogger who's been blogging for a while and was struggling to get any traction with his blog. Struggling so much, in fact, that he reached out to me for help. And he joined me in episode 3 of this podcast, where I gave him a 2-month roadmap to turn around his virtually non-existent traffic and no income so he could work towards $100 a day in passive affiliate income. I shared our coaching session with you all. In today's episode, Keith is back. We're going to hear all about the progress he has made all during a pandemic, how he made this progress, and the tips he has so you can do it too. So by listening to this, you'll also learn what you can do to turn around your blogging fortunes and hear a solid example of how this is possible. Keep listening because it's surprisingly simple and I think you're going to love it.
Welcome to the Make Money Blogging Podcast with Digital Nomad Wannabe. Each week on this show, you'll find actionable tips and strategies for growing traffic and income from your blog with no fluff, so you can quit the day job and have more freedom to do what you love. From SEO to affiliate marketing to blogging business strategies, it's all here. Let's start with your host, DigitalNomadWannabe.com founder, Sharon Goulet.
Today we are talking with travel blogger Keith about what he has done and the success he's had since we last talked 11 months ago. If you haven't listened to our original coaching session, make sure you listen to episode 3. And you can also find it at today's show notes, digitalnomadwannabe.com/episode24. And from here, you can also download the 2-month roadmap that Keith followed and that we're talking about today. Now, if you enjoyed today's show, make sure you subscribe to the Make Money Blogging Podcast and leave a review. This episode is sponsored by Build Blog Freedom Fast Track, my 10-week program that shows you the 20% of blogging you need to do to get 80% of the results step by step. Learn exactly how to use SEO to get traffic and then to monetize that traffic with affiliates in a passive way once you have it set up to hit all your blogging goals. Basically, it will show you exactly what to do to achieve this roadmap that I'm talking about today. Keith is a student of this course and it is an integral part of what led to his success. Before we get started, I do want to point out that this progress was made during the pandemic. You know, our coaching session was in March 2020, just when traveling was falling apart everywhere. And this episode is recorded in February 2021. While Australia has had certain advantages, which we will discuss a little bit, we are also locked up in our country, banned from leaving, and there has been many localized lockdowns. State borders were shut in most cases most of last year and continue to open and shut with a moment's notice, which does heavily impact tourism. In fact, just here in Melbourne, we just got out of another lockdown just 10 hours ago, right? It's happening all the time. It's happening fast. And although it can seem like we are a free country and we don't have many corona problems compared to a lot of the world, it definitely still has quite a big impact. As a travel blogger, Keith's blog has obviously been affected by this. So while he has great results, part of this is because he also has thought through, you know, what will work at this time. You know, there's different travel conditions than what there is normally. And I think this is also a really good example as you listen to this and as we discuss it, about how you should also take into account, you know, who your readers are, how their travel might have altered at this time, and what you can do to still capitalize on it. Because if there's one thing this interview with Keith proves, it's that you can still be a successful travel blogger even during a pandemic. But let's get started with our interview. Hi, Keith. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm excited to hear all about your progress. Now, for people who haven't heard of you before, could you introduce yourself and tell us your blogging background?
Yeah. Hi, Sharon. Look, sure. My name is Keith Erskine. I'm currently working on a blog called Travel and Light. It's an Australian, primarily an Australian, New Zealand-based travel site. And blogging background, I've been dabbling in blogging for a few years, but Travel and Light was the very first serious attempt at blogging and getting something out there that was working.
So 11 months ago when we talked, you had virtually no traffic or income for your blog. What traffic and income is your blog getting now?
Yeah, there's been when we spoke a year ago, I think I was lucky to get about 1,000 page views a month. I've just run off the Google analytics stuff for the last 28 days. So there's been 32,723 page views and with 20,918 unique viewers. And income-wise, this is payments that have come in the last 28 days. That's added up to $1,417. And that's purely from 100% affiliate sales. There's no Izalic or Mediavine or any other AdSense in there. That's just pure affiliate sales.
Wow, that's really awesome. That's a really big change from 11 months ago.
Oh, yeah. It's just been enormous, really. I really can't believe that in the time frame that I've been working on this under your guidance, that I've got this far. It's something really well.
Cool. Well, we're going to be talking more about that. You know, the 2-month roadmap I gave you basically was to quickly try and improve the user-friendliness of your blog and to make sure at a glance people saw what your blog was about, you know, to be clear on how you can serve people with your blog, and then to keep writing top-rate SEO content that can rank in Google with a priority on posts that were earned that affiliate income and get you to your goal then of $100 a day. And of course, to keep building links to your site. And that was on your available time of 18 hours a week. And I'd love to know how you went doing that roadmap and whether you completed all the steps in the 2 months.
Yeah, I did. What I ended up doing is I stuck basically to the buying guides. I mean, there was the 5 buying guides and the 5 travel guides. I didn't end up doing 5 travel guides, but I was absolutely adamant I want to do the 5 buying guides. And I did get through it. Unfortunately, halfway through the 8-week plan, I had to take a couple of weeks out. So what I ended up doing, so I didn't want to fall behind in that schedule. So I ended up outsourcing 2 of the buying guides. I had a little bit of money in the coffers. And I was absolutely adamant I wanted to keep that 8-week plan on track. But yeah, it got done in those core areas, and it was quite achievable in the time frame I had allocated to it.
That's really good. Something I will say at this point was that I did go look at your site again before this, obviously, and I do think you did a great job of making your branding and niche clear. You know, it was just so much different than when I looked at it, you know, 11 months ago when I was preparing for this. So great job there. Yeah. I also do actually see you a lot in the search engine result pages when I'm researching for my own Australian site. So well done. Yeah. I get a little when I see it there. So definitely I can see that you've made progress without even analyzing your results.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, that's okay. So how is your blog's process after those 2 months when you'd finished the roadmap?
Oh, look, pretty much it was immediate results. The first buying guide was published, I think, around about April, and it ranked pretty damn quickly using the keyword research methodology. And I can always remember, not long after that, the very first affiliate sale came through, and I can remember like it happened this morning. I can tell you it was $5.38. And you know, it was just such an amazing feeling to see that all of a sudden, after months of writing and doing things that weren't working, to have that tangible feedback. I couldn't care less if it was 53 cents, but it was indicative that a corner had been turned. And that was a very, very powerful motivator for me to keep going.
Yeah, I still get a kick when I earn new income from a new source or a new site or something. I think it doesn't even matter the amount, right? It's just like knowing that you've got there. And, you know, once you've done it once, you can do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, in terms of validation of the process that came out in the 8-week plan, there it was. I mean, it was an absolute direct one-on-one relationship. And to me, that really changed my whole view of the work I was doing.
So what did you do next after finishing the roadmap?
Oh, wash, rinse and repeat. I've done a couple of other things in there as well. I've just been experimenting with online catalogs and so on and so forth. The buying guides cover, say, 8 to 10 products or 15 products. And then just looking at having a behind the buying guide catalog. Commission Factory that I'm working through at the moment, they provide data feeds, and I've been taking those and adding products in that way. I mean, it's been interesting. I mean, I wouldn't call it a raging success, but it does make sales. But primarily, though, the wash, rinse, and repeat. Just whatever, doing a buying guide, the process of keyword research, and getting those up and sticking to that format of a buying guide. That's it. That's it. I mean, that's working. And, you know, if it works, stick with it.
Yeah, it's great. I think it's funny how you say it like that, right? Like, that's an easy thing to do. But I think it's really hard for a lot of people to just, you know, put their head down and just stick with a certain strategy and not to get, you know, sucked into all the different social media channels or, you know, all the shiny new objects that are out there, you know?
Yeah.
So good job with that, because I think that's a really hard thing for people to do.
Yeah. And I think what happens, and that was the situation I was facing when we first spoke a year ago. Like, I've been in Pinterest looking to generate traffic, and that wasn't working. But the advice that you said at the time was, you know, stick with the core process, stick with this. And that's what the 8-week plan was all about. And just don't diverge from that. Don't drift away and come back to it. And a very, very sound advice, you know, just stick with it.
Yep. So I next heard from you at the 4 month mark when you'd made $496 in the previous 2 months in affiliate commissions and had 3,800 visitors in 30 days, which, you know, is just amazing after 4 months. And I also think it's a good illustration for people listening that you don't need tons of traffic to start making money from your blog. And I'd love to know what you think is like the main thing that got you there.
I think, again, it comes back to that 8 week roadmap, but it came back to really the discipline. I'll just step back a little bit further. Is one of the things that you pointed out very clearly to me in that call a year ago was this emotional attachment to a particular post or a particular way of doing things. You know, I'm doing this, it must be great. And the whole point about detachment, you know, the process of going in, looking at a keyword, what's the competition likely to be? Is the content there, the existing content in the SERPs thin, or is it a very, very good area? And really, again, underpinning that was, of course, the 8 week roadmap. And I just started again, like it was just watch, rinse, and repeat, you know, just sticking with it, the discipline of making sure that every day I ticked off something I needed to do. And that was it, really. And it just grew from there.
Yeah, I think it's a good point you make about detachment. You know, I think that was saying, like, it was part of a small part of the reason I sold my travel blog, but it was very much a problem for me. It was just always really hard for me to detach from that blog when it was like my baby, you know, that I'd had for so many years. And it can be quite hard to just be sensible and business minded, you know, with your blog when it's been a hobby to start with.
Yep, certainly. I mean, that was, again, one of the points that was brought out very clearly in the call with you a year ago. You know, it's got to move from a me focus to a reader focus. And that was also quite a revelation for me as well when I thought about it. And I think one of the criticisms you came back with, and a very valid one, was the original menu system had been changed now on the blog quite substantially. But I had something there which was like where we're traveling to next. And your question was, well, who cares? You know? I mean, you know, it was valid, very valid. Like, who cares where I'm going to next? They've come in with a question. They're looking for some information. They either find or they don't. And, you know, that was really kind of that part of that process of understanding that very, very powerful point of detachment.
Yeah. And it's also like really just switching. Is your blog for you or is it for your readers?
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
And if you want to be a business, it's probably not for you, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I always find an interesting one because I think everyone thinks they're doing it for their readers. You know, like when I put in my Facebook group, like D&W group, about why you have a blog and self, and it's to help other people, but then yet they don't really make that mindset shift to not making it about them.
Yep. And I think the point I sort of arrived at with myself is I didn't really understand how powerful a shift the 8 week plan moved me in that direction, if that makes sense.
Yep.
You know, from the me focus to the readership focus and answering a question, solving a problem, providing value in that content. Yeah. But now I look back on it, I realize that mine was the original approach was just, yeah, small-minded. And I think now I've started that transition to moving to a much more open-minded approach to what needs to be out there to work.
Yeah, and that's really good. And hopefully hearing this will help other people also realize that they're struggling with that transition. Because I think it's easy, like I used to think, oh, it's not about me. I don't like writing about myself. I don't really write anything about myself. And although that was somewhat true, you know, the blog was still about me. You know, it wasn't actually about my readers to start with.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be going, I'm great or something for it to be about you.
yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk through anything else you've done since we had that coaching call, you know, other than the wash, rinse, repeat, and you talked a bit about how you've experimented with affiliates. Is there anything else that you've been doing since then on your blog?
I've basically been spending some time. I'm looking at adding some products in and how best to do that. But really, it's about, yeah, it's just about doing some work. And I don't work anywhere near the 18 hours at the moment because of another commitment. But, I mean, it's still progressing and traffic is still growing. And I think I've got about 40 keywords in the top three positions in Google. And about half of those are in position one.
Yep.
And that's coming from a dozen buying guides. So, and I'll add some more buying guides as time progresses. But yeah, my focus at the moment has been moving the last few months, perhaps more towards a back-end product selection and getting that working and letting the buying guides work their magic as they have been for over a year or close to a year.
Yeah, it's great. And a lot of that should just improve by itself with time. So even if you did nothing else for a while now, it should actually improve with SEO. So that's, I think, one of the bonuses of going the SEO route.
Yeah,
Now, I'd love to talk a little bit about how the pandemic has impacted your progress, because obviously this has all been during the pandemic that you've worked on this. So I guess anything that you're seeing, you know, do you think that you'd be earning more money and getting more traffic if the pandemic wasn't going on? Anything about the pandemic, really? I'd be interested to hear.
Yeah, it's interesting. My traffic has basically, even though I've been adding buying guides, so, and some of those are ranking quite well, so traffic is going to proportionately increase. I've seen nothing but increased traffic through the pandemic, because I'm in the outdoors camping area, and people aren't able to travel overseas, so they're buying gear and going out into the Aussie outdoors. The only limitation that on earnings, on the affiliate earnings, has been that basically Australia ran out of camping gear almost about October, November. I don't know what you were seeing in your part of the world.
In Tasmania, it was like a really big issue. Like, I was like, gosh, I should have bought some caravans and drove them down when we moved there. You know, we would have made a ton of money selling them.
You know, and it's just, I mean, so the pandemic, in terms of where I was working in, the area, the niche I was working in, it's been nothing but, you know, a traffic increase and people looking to buy. And I'm working with affiliate sales, and I've got three different merchants I'm working for. And in this area, the pandemic has been a plus, actually, in terms of how people have changed their holidaying and recreational habits.
It'll be interesting to know how that goes as we come out of the pandemic and that, because I think while it might affect a little bit people buying camping gear, I think it's a long way off anyway before Australians are going to be travelling overseas. Yeah. But also, you know, but then some of your other articles might take off at that point that are less useful during this time, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I've just been focusing on that one area with the buying guides. Yeah. And I mean, so far it's worked very well for me. And I'm loath to change it. You know, it's a good area. If it works, don't mess with it.
No, I agree completely. So last time I talked about embracing the Australian-ness of your blog. So it's sounding like you've certainly done this. And I guess, how did you go about trying to make it so it was more branded for the Australian audience?
Well, just to make it very clear as to what the blog was about. You know, the layout of the blog. I changed the banner after the call last year and changed the description and made it very clear as to what someone coming onto the blog, what they would expect to find there.
Yep.
Even if someone came in on a particular buying guide or a particular keyword search, just make it very clear. And that was something else that when I looked at it after the call last year, it was actually, I mean, again, I think your comment was, who knows what this blog's about? It had this postage stamp size logo or banner of rather meaningless content and was just waffle words coming down the side. And so tidying all that up, the benefit of that was for me as well, was it clarified my own thinking.
Yeah.
You know, it made me sit down and think, well, what am I going to write here? And that was very, very good as well. But yeah, it was going through and just really moving it from almost just a chatty little dialogue to something that was quite pointed about what a reader coming in who didn't know who in the hell I was, what they would find and what they would expect to get out of it.
Yeah, and it seems quite fortuitous now. You know, back in March, we didn't expect to be stuck in Australia for possibly years. So it was a very good move. So when you look back at how you were approaching blogging 11 months ago before our chat compared to now, what are the biggest differences?
Look, I think in a nutshell, it's moving from what I call just a random approach, like writing something I thought would be fun, it might be amusing, but moving that to a process, discipline, focus. Looking at a keyword that would be a primary keyword, looking at the competition in the SERPs, looking at the number of search, the search volume, and then just going through that whole process. Again, it comes back to this detachment and really not, you know, there's one buying guide there that out of the dozen or so that isn't ranking at the moment, so what, you know?
Yep.
The main thing is I make sure that I'm following that process of going through and getting it done. So I've moved to a much more process focus now rather than wouldn't this be fun to write about or, gee, that's clever, aren't I smart, look how witty I am. You know, so again, moving from that me focus to a reader focus, that's probably been the significant shift in my whole mindset in terms of what I'm doing now compared to prior to talking with you last year.
Yeah, it's definitely different, even just how you talk about your blog now compared to before. You know, I always think that even just on Facebook, where I'm not talking to people, you know, voice, it's just messages, I feel like I can always guess the people who are going to have success versus not, just by how they come across and how they talk about it. You know, it's like that air of certainty and just focus that I find is like the really big difference between different bloggers and, you know, and their success likelihood. So it's great to hear that you have that now.
Yeah.
So what are your biggest tips for people listening to this who are feeling as stuck as you did with blogging last year?
Oh, yeah, that's a powerful question. Very, very powerful. Look, probably I'll just answer it from my own perspective. Again, who are you writing for? How can you help them? And putting myself into those readers' shoes. The discipline with it, stick with it. I come back to this thing, and I've done this a little bit introspectively over the last few months about this concept of detachment. Look, if it's not working, okay, it's not working. Try and find out why and move it into an area where it is working for you, given, you know, everybody is time constrained these days. We're all time poor and have multiple conflicting requirements and commitments. But in my case, it was just sitting down and absolutely, and I wanted to start that whole thinking with the 8-week plan when I started a year ago. And that's why I ended up outsourcing some of the buying guide writing to Sophie Marie Frame. On my deathbed would be the only way I wasn't going to not achieve that 8-week plan, because I knew I had to stick with it. I had to stick with it. And an event cropped up that required my being away for some time. And that's life. But, you know, look, just stick with it, you know. And when you've got it right, it happens real quickly when you know you've got it right. You know, as I say, that $5.38 commission came in, you know, within a week or so of that buying guide being published and getting a little way up in the search. It ranked very quickly, the first buying guide. It shocked me, actually. And, you know, there's the tangible proof that it's working. So you just kind of got to stick with it. But, you know, be prepared to shift your thinking and again, you know, reach out on the forums and ask for a bit of advice and help.
So what are your goals going forward now? Like, I know last time we talked about 20,000 visitors and $1,000 a month income, which you've obviously smashed. I think we also talked about $100 a day. I guess I'm wondering what your goal is now.
Well, this was the interesting thing. I mean, the traffic has grown exponentially, but because of the actual shortage of camping gear, like, I always know when a particular product line comes into stock with the merchants, sales start appearing on my on my account. But what I want to do is I'm looking very seriously at adding products, and they'll be outdoors products. I'm going to look at my own brand. So the last 6 weeks I've been talking to Australian suppliers about potentially doing that. Some of the manufacturing in the outdoors area in Australia, Australian-based manufacturing, is what I call, no disrespect to those people, they're cottage-based, very small operation. They don't have a lot of room to grow. Some of them don't want to grow. They're just happy with their home business. That's fine. So, but really it's about looking at products that will, I think I can sell, but also that I can actually brand with my own brand, and that brand will be Travel and Light Outdoors.
It sounds really good and really impressive.
Yeah, I mean the foundation stone of all this is the SEO. You know, affiliate marketing has been great. I mean, it's been fantastic. It's provided some money that I can reinvest back into this whole exercise. But that core skill area of the SEO, the keyword research, that process of going through and establishing what would be a good keyword to write for, or right around, then the back end is the monetization. And what I want to do is I want to slowly shift away from affiliate marketing because of the very, very slender ROI or the return on sales. Margin is probably a better word to use. So there's a lot more work in that in terms of setting it up. But I think there is room for another product supplier in the Australian market at the moment, in the outdoor space. I'm not going across the board. I'm keeping it very much focused at the moment in a particular style of product. I've done one things that have engines in them or complex electronics. I don't have the infrastructure to deal with the support in that. But that's really where I'm actively working at the moment. And I'll be talking with some people tomorrow about how we might source those products and get them there into an e-commerce back end on the blog.
That sounds great. And it's good. Your blog name is a good name for this, I feel. It sounds like a really good name for Antokia.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was quite by accident, actually. So yeah. we won't dwell on that. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's where I want to go. I think it'll work, you know, if, like that $1,400 or so I'm earning. I think it's about, that represents about a 3%, you know, earnings on the camping gear. So I'm selling quite a lot of gear through the affiliate sales. Now, I won't be able to match that because I won't have the diversity of products that the big merchants have. But I think there's enough room in there, and the traffic I'm getting, the quality of the traffic, is to start putting in select products and then moving in that direction.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, not outdoor gear, but I have a similar line of thinking about my Malaysia site. Like, the good thing is when you've got the SEO, you've got that traffic, and with affiliate sales too, you can see what people are actually buying, what they want to buy, and what you might be able to have for your own product. It's our doorbell. Hopefully that's not too annoying in this. You know, like what you might be at, like what is worth creating your own product for.
Well, that's where the affiliate market has been fantastic, because it's a very, very easy thing to get into. And you're right. I mean, without the traffic, nothing else matters. But having now established a reasonably firm traffic flow of buyer intent traffic, the products they're buying, I can see now. You know, I've got access to the back end of that sales process with the merchants. And I can see exactly what they're buying. And it does make, you know, a nice little piece of market research to look at where my initial product would come from.
Yeah, exactly. And you know that you have an audience already. So it's very powerful.
Yeah.
So before we wrap this up, do you have any final words that you'd like to say?
Oh, dear. Yes. Look, I think pretty much what I've spoken to you about through this call, look, you know, just stick with it. You know, be flexible in your thinking and just stick with it. You know, it's a fun business to be in, and you can set your own working hours and pretty much. And yeah, just pick an area and don't be too attached to an area. Do apply some measure of, you know, open-mindedness to it all. But yeah, just stick with it.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sharon. It's lovely. Yeah. So again, look, you know, a huge thank you for that call last year. You know, that was the turning point. As I say, I dabbled in blogging previously, and not to any great, you know, success at all. But this is really something that's been a game changer for me, without a shadow of a doubt.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that interview and found it as useful and interesting as I did. So to recap, today I talked to Keith about the progress he has made since our coaching session 11 months ago, where I gave him a 2-month roadmap about building up passive income primarily from affiliates. Now, he's made some amazing progress over this time, going from about 1,000 page views a month to over 32,000 in the last month and zero income to over $1,400. Now, he talked about how he completed the roadmap and then continued to keep doing the same tasks for content, staying focused on his readers and strategies that worked, and how this has led to his success. And he did all this during the pandemic. Now, remember, you can find the show notes for this episode at digitalnomadwannabe.com/episode24, where you'll also find this complete roadmap if you want to follow it yourself, which I would highly recommend. Build Blog Freedom Fast Track, my 10-week blog program, also follows this roadmap, and he tells you exactly how to do each step. Now, make sure you subscribe to this channel, because next episode, I'm talking to Leanna Brown, who was part of a case study I shared on Digital Nomad Wannabe in 2008 and 2019. We're going to be talking about the progress she has made since then and the very different results she's had in her blogging journey. I think it's quite a contrast to the story we heard today, and that you can still learn from it as well. And I look forward to talking to you then.
Thanks for listening to Make Money Blogging with Digital Nomad Wannabe. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable tips and strategies for growing traffic and income for your blog so you can build a blogging business you love. Don't forget to leave a review so we can continue to bring you the best content. See you next episode.